Wednesday here on the show, we have an expert from Weill Cornell Medicine here at Qatar Foundation joining us on the phone to talk through some, you know, health and wellness topics, and really it gives you the opportunity to ask some questions to the expert. And joining me on the phone today is Dr. Mohammed Virji, who is a consultant family physician, associate professor of family medicine and director of primary care clerkship. Good morning to you, Mohammed. How are you?
Morning, Laura. I'm fine, thank you.
Are you enjoying this weather?
Oh, it's nice and cool.
Yeah. I've said, I can hear the British accent, so it's perhaps kind of what you're used to.
Sort of, yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the programme today. It's a great opportunity for us to take advantage of the wealth of knowledge we have at Weill Cornell Medicine. And we were going to focus on eye health today. So keeping your eyes healthy, you know, perhaps some of the things you need to take into consideration. Perhaps let's start with kind of checkups. When would you recommend people have checkups?
Well, let me make a statement first of all, and that is people spend more on their cars, servicing their car, than their eyes. Mm-hmm. And that actually seems to be the wrong way around. Now, everyone should have an eye check. From the age of 2 to 18, they should have an eye check every year, whether or not they have glasses prescribed. And thereafter, if everything's okay, they should actually have a check, a proper check, every 2 years if there are no visual problems.
See, I'm probably a bit guilty of this because I very much remember up until being about 18 going for the annual eye checks. You know, you would have them scheduled through your doctor in school and what have you in the UK. But I probably haven't been in a very long time.
Well, it's always advisable, even if your vision is perfect or good, because there's so many things that can go wrong and so many things you can pick up and prevent from happening in the long term. Mm. And everyone, I mean, imagine everyone just on the radio listening right now to close their eyes for 10 seconds and imagine that's all they'll see for the rest of their life. It's devastating. Mm. And you don't want to get to that situation at all. They don't want to frighten anybody, but I think it's important to make the point that your eyes are absolutely essential. Think of what it would do if you didn't have your sight. You couldn't drive, you couldn't read, you couldn't see things, you couldn't see your family. It's absolutely catastrophic. So if you have good eye vision and you let it fail or you don't look after it, you know, you can have lots and lots of problems which are unnecessary.
So what kind of things would we be checking for then if we're going for eye examinations?
Well, generally, it's important to clarify who checks your eyes. Now, an ophthalmologist is a medical doctor, and that means a clinic of the hospital, etc. An optometrist is, in fact, someone who does exactly the same except doesn't do any surgery. And they spend a good 4 years on their degree, and perhaps more, before they get the degree. And they are the people probably to see in the first. That's the kind of person you can see at an eye shop. And in fact, you need to check for infections. You need to look for problems with movement of the eye. The classic one, of course, is visual acuity. Are you short-sighted? Are you long-sighted? Mm. Do you have astigmatism? Astigmatism is a funny thing where your eyeball is shaped in such a way. It's rather like having an American football or a rugby ball. Your eye, instead of being round, is sort of oblong. And have different diameters. And then, of course, there's color blindness. And color blindness is surprisingly common. People don't realize that it's actually, you know, upon them until they actually suddenly realize, gosh, I'm not seeing this. Sometimes you might have a relative or a friend who wears absolutely outrageous colored clothes. You say, well, what are you wearing today? And they say, well, it looks cool, doesn't it? And you say, no, it looks dreadful. And then they realize that they're actually maybe color blind. But in fact, it's very, very important to look after your eyes as well. And certainly never, ever, ever look at the sun, even if there's an eclipse of the sun. Never ever look at the sun because you'll burn your eyes out completely, you know, in a stroke, damage them forever. Then, of course, in the Middle East, in Qatar in particular, we've got lots of foreign bodies, and the classic one, of course, is sand, and then there's some dust and there's grit from work and what have you. So, you know, to keep your eyes nice and healthy, you really need to have a good diet, and you don't have to have a rich diet, but you need to have a diet that contains certain vitamins, and those are the fat-soluble ones, vitamin A, D, E and K. And vitamin D is found in all dairy, vitamin A is plentiful, E is plentiful, and K is very important in vegetables and fruit.
And also the suggestion is kind of a reduced fat intake as well, isn't it?
Yes, yes, that's right. There are many diseases that can be diagnosed from looking, just plainly looking at the eye and inside the eye. And those two, probably the foremost one is diabetes, and the other one is hypertension.
Mm. So just by looking?
Yes, absolutely. But not only that. You can actually see other things. You can detect damage. You can detect certain other diseases like macular degeneration. You can check for a very, very important disease called glaucoma. And glaucoma is a funny word, but basically it just means that there's raised pressure in your eyeball, and that eyeball flattens the eye a bit and squashes it. You can imagine having a nice, ripe, small baby tomato under your thumb, and you were to squeeze it a bit, and then squeeze too much, I don't need to tell you what happens thereafter.
No.
And so the whole eye is damaged. And that's a hereditary disease. Well, it's familial. And even if you have perfect eyesight and you get to 40, that's the kind of thing that the optometrist or the ophthalmologist will check for to make sure. The tragedy about that particular disease is by the time it's recognized or diagnosed, one third of people who actually have it had no idea until it actually presents itself as symptomatic.
Right.
Yeah.
And of course, you've got things like cataracts, for example. And this, I mean, I have a friend of mine who is young. He's 27, 28, and in one of his eyes, he's got a cataract. So people often think of it as being an age-related issue, but it's not necessarily.
Not at all. No, in fact, cataracts can occur in children. They can occur from birth. They can occur as you go along. At the moment, I'm actually hoping to, if I may just mention this, that supporting cataract surgery on voluntary basis, this is NGOs and volunteering activities across Africa and India, where in fact children who in fact go blind from cataracts often have a very, very dubious future. Many are discarded from their home and left to perhaps go to the streets, and of course the children on their own at that age, 5 or 6, never survive. Mm-hmm. So that's tragic in its own way. But cataracts are important in every part of the world. They're very easy to recognize and easy to treat. Unfortunately, in the poorer, underdeveloped countries, it's beyond their financial limits, and so many of the people who have cataracts in the socioeconomically deprived areas actually go blind and are blind for life. Which is very sad.
And that's it. And as you say, for something that actually is relatively quite a simple procedure, effectively, it destroys people's lives, their livelihood. It makes such an incredible difference. And there are a lot of initiatives that are working. I know there's a plane that does go to different locations.
That's right. Orbis is the NGO that flies around, and there's also an ocean-based hospital which goes around to various port and helps people do that surgery. It's very, very interesting. What they basically do is they actually go into the eye, and it sounds a bit gruesome, and they basically emulsify the old useless cataract, suck it out, and then have a little kind of very, very small, like a sort of rolled up carpet, and they insert what's called an intraocular lens, and they unroll it in the eye, and it flips out just like you would do a carpet. And there you are. You can see.
It is amazing. And I know just from in my own family, people who've had work on cataracts, it's amazing, really, the difference, obviously, from not being able to see to, mm-hmm. Having incredibly clear vision, 24 hours, 48 hours later.
That's right.
It's amazing, really. It really is. And not nearly as scary as it sounds,
I think,
the general experience.
No.
So what's some of the visual definitions? Because you hear about, partially sighted or...
Yeah. When we talk about vision, we often talk about 2020 vision. And that's basically, kind of buzzword, everything's fine. How's that? That's 2020. That means everything's good. Mm. But when we actually go to for an eye check, sometimes you come up with a figure which is different, something like 20 over 40. Now, this is called refraction, and what the optometrist does is put a various number of lenses in front of your eye in a test, one eye at a time, and says, how clear is that? Is that better? Is that worse? What have you? And eventually you say, no, that one's the best. That's okay. And they can actually correct your vision by putting lenses in front of your eye. And then you end up with, if you like, they supply the correct diameter lens to improve your eyesight to 20/20. So you might go in and they'll look at it, and without any previous checks, they find your visual acuity is 20 over 40. And they correct it, and then it becomes 20/20. Now, for partially sighted, that's a definition to say that the best that they can actually get you to with all the correction lenses is 20/70, which means you really can't see, and you can't see better than that. And then in the sort of generally legally blind is 20 over 200. Now, what's that mean? Basically means that what you and I can see at 200 feet, somebody else who has that defective vision can only see if they're as close as 20 feet. So they're not actually without vision. It's just that their vision is very poor. Mm-hmm. And if you actually have that degree of deficit, that means essentially you probably can't do some jobs and you may actually have some advantage. And technically speaking, you're visually disabled. Now, in the Western world, you can actually have a further figure, which is 20 over 400, which means literally what you and I can see at 400 feet, someone can't see until they get to within 20 feet of it. Mm. And that's registered blind, and that comes with some allowances. Once it's been verified, and someone can claim from various governments, I'm not sure what happens in the Middle East, but you can actually get allowances because you are disabled.
Wow. Well, I have to say, I'm actually feeling very much inspired to go and get an eye check because it has been years. Where are the best healthcare professionals to go to, and what are the best options?
Well, you don't have to go to a healthcare consultant doctor unless you wish to. The best place to go to is your family doctor. Your family doctor has a chart in their office, and they'll do a quick screen for you. I mean, when I say quick screen, it's a pool screen, but it doesn't take very long. And they can actually tell whether you actually have any visual correction necessary or not. They can look in your eyes. All family doctors are trained to look in eyes and to check and make sure they're healthy, etc., etc. If there's a medical cause, then you can go to a medical doctor to have your eyes checked. But for the person in the street, you can go into any eye shop which has an optometrist, and that's a person who's qualified to do all these visual acuity testings, and they will actually do it. Sometimes, actually, they'll do it for free. It's a small cost, about 50 or 60 riyals, really, really very, very little. Mm-hmm. And once every 2 years, that's hardly a lot. Mm-hmm. So they can check, and they can say, no, your vision's great, or they can say, no, actually, your best vision is 20/40. You do need some correction. And this will happen as you get older. Mm-hmm. There's another little flip. When you get to about 40, 45, 50-ish, that sort of age, because of just time, sheer father time, people's eyes are a little less, shall we say, flexible, and you end up having something called presbyopia, which is age of old sight. I know you're not old at 45, but that's aging, an aging effect. And that actually requires you to have reading glasses. So your vision's okay, but your near vision is deficient, and that's why people have reading glasses.
I mean, as you say, really, I think the takeaway message here is prevention is better than cure.
Absolutely.
Going and, just keeping up to date with your checks, as you say, 50 riyals over 2 years is certainly is priceless in comparison to having your vision.
Well, I push it further. I would say there's no need to actually leave for 2 years. Have one every year. Why not?
Yeah.
And check up. It's hardly expensive.
No, and quick as well, I'm sure.
And quick, yes.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. Is there any recommended links, information, or you'd like to direct listeners to if they were looking for?
I think there's so much information on the web. The thing to do is to say to the listeners not to get frightened. But there is one plea. I'm going to end with this take-home message, which is very important. If you have diabetes, if any patient with type 1 or type 2 diabetes is listening and you haven't had an eye check, you must have one done every year, absolutely every year, or more often if required. Diabetes can lead to changes in the eyeball, and that can actually sometimes cause bleeding. Once the eyeball, the back, the retina, has a bleed, that part of the eye is blinded for life. It cannot recover. And so you do not want to get to that stage. And so people with diabetes have several problems, one of which is eye, one is kidney, one is nerves, and one is heart. But for the eye point of view, it's really very important to get those regular eye checks. And if you're normal, that's great. If you're normal, that's great. But one day, you may not be normal, and that's exactly the time to pick it up. It is absolutely devastating when you can actually, you know that someone has a problem and is not checked up, and then they end up with a permanent deficit.
No, absolutely. Very sound advice. Thank you so much, Dr. Verdi, for joining us on the phone. I'm sure we'll speak with you again in upcoming episodes.
Look forward to that. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.